Today we're diving into a really useful jungle and old-school DNB technique, the Chop Bounce system, built with resampling in Ableton Live 12. If you've ever had a pad, wash, or eerie texture that sounded cool but felt a little too static, this lesson is going to level it up fast. The whole point here is to take atmospheric material, chop it into rhythmic phrases, and bounce it back into new audio layers so it starts behaving like part of the performance, not just background wallpaper. This is especially powerful in intros, breakdowns, pre-drops, and those half-time breathing spaces before a drop. That's where jungle and old-school DNB really love movement in the atmosphere. Not polished movement necessarily, but flickers, stutters, little reverses, and chopped phrases that feel like they're answering the break. So let's build that step by step. First, choose an atmospheric source that has texture. You do not want something that's only smooth sustain. You want character. That could be a vinyl-style pad, a field recording, a reverb-heavy stab, a reversed chord tail, or a synth wash from Waveedable, Operator, or Analog. If you're creating it from scratch, keep it simple and a little imperfect. For example, in Waveedable, try two saws with a little detune, a low-pass filter, slow attack, and moderate release. In Operator, a sine or saw-based pad with a touch of FM texture can work well. In Analog, stacked saws with slow filter drift can give you that unstable, dusty feel that sits nicely in jungle. The reason this works so well in DNB is because the atmosphere should feel alive, not spotless. Clean is okay, but slightly grainy, moving, and harmonically smeared usually feels much more authentic. Now set up a resampling track in Ableton. Create a new audio track and call it something like ATM Resample. Set its input to resampling if you want to capture the whole path, or choose the specific atmospheric source track if you want tighter control. Before you record, clean up the source a bit. A good starting chain might be a Q8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, utility, to keep the low end under control if the sound is wide, and maybe a touch of saturator for a little density. Nothing extreme, just enough to make the print a bit more solid. Now record a long phrase, maybe 4 to 8 bars. Don't try to make it rhythmic yet, just capture a useful chunk of motion. Then consolidate it and label it clearly. That might sound boring, but trust me, resampling workflows can get messy fast if you don't stay organized. Next, we chop. Drag that recorded audio onto a new track, or put it into simpler if you want to perform it more like an instrument. You can slice by transients, or just cut by ear at points that feel useful. Think in terms of breaths, swells, tails, little consonants in the texture, or tiny hits that can sit around the drums. Great chop points for this style are just before snare hits, after break fills, at the tail of a reverse sound, or on off beats between kick and sub hits. Try to get somewhere around 6 to 12 chops over a 4-bar phrase, then duplicate and rearrange them. A really effective pattern is to leave a couple of longer chops on bars 1 and 3, use shorter stabs on bars 2 and 4, and maybe add one reverse chop that leads into a drum accent. That instantly starts to sound more deliberate and more musical. If you're using simpler, classic mode works well for this. If the audio is already in time, you may want warp off. And if your chops are very abrupt, use short fades to avoid clicks unless you actually want that rough edge. Now comes the bounce part of Chop Bounce. The main goal is to make the atmosphere feel rhythmic and alive, not just randomly cut up. You can do that with clip fades, envelope shaping, and groove. Shorten some chops so they answer the snare. Let others ring a little longer so they smear into the next beat. Add tiny fade-ins and fade-outs. And if the whole thing feels too stiff, try a little swing from the groove pool. For this style, subtle swing around 54 to 58% can be enough. You don't want the atmosphere to overpower the break's own groove, but you do want it to sit slightly behind or around the grid in a way that feels human and played. This is a good place to automate a few things too. Try slowly opening an auto filter over a 4-bar phrase, or automate reverb dry slash wet a little higher at the end of a section. Even a small width change with utility can make the phrase feel like it's expanding toward a transition. Why does this matter so much? Because jungle and DNB are dense. The drums are busy. So if the atmosphere has its own bounce, it fills the gaps around the break instead of fighting it. It makes the whole track feel more intentional. Now we resample the chopped version again. The second bounce is where a lot of the magic happens. You're not just editing anymore. You're committing to a vibe. So record the chopped atmosphere into a fresh audio track and process it a bit more aggressively on the way in. A good second pass chain might be saturator with a few dB of drive, redux for a bit of grain, auto filter for movement, maybe echo for short dark repeats, and a small reverb if you want depth. Keep it under control. You're trying to create character, not wash everything into soup. Record a minute or two of variations if you can. Then choose the best 4-8 bar sections. That print and choose approach is really useful, because it turns a loop idea into something that feels produced. If the resampled layer gets too cloudy, clean it up. High pass it again if needed. Pull the stereo width in the low end. Trim reverb tails so the kick and snare still breathe. The atmosphere should support the groove, not cloud it. Now put your chopped atmosphere against the drum pattern or break. This is the real test. Listen to how the atmosphere interacts with the snare, ghost notes, kick phrasing, and any pickup fills. Sometimes a chop that sounded amazing on its own actually fights the break. That's normal. Don't just turn it down automatically. First, see if you can simplify it by removing one or two slices. In this style, reducing complexity often works better than reducing volume. You can also use light sidechain compression from the drums to the atmosphere. A ratio around 2:4:1, fast attack, medium release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction is often enough. That little breathing motion can really help the texture lock into the break. And of course, keep the low end out of the atmosphere. Use EQ8 to carve away the sub. And if the low mids are masking the drum body, dip somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. If the chop edges get a bit too sharp or spitty, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. The goal is always the same, make the drums feel bigger, not smaller. Now let's turn the chops into arrangement material. Old school D&B and jungle lev on phrasing. So don't just let this be a loop, build it across bars. A simple 16-bar structure could be something like this. In bars 1 to 4, keep the atmosphere sparse, mostly tails and negative space. In bars 5 to 8, bring in more frequent chops and open the filter a little. In bars 9 to 12, add a reverse chop or an echo throw before a snare moment. Then in bars 13 to 16, increase the intensity and strip it back before the drop hits. That rise and release is what keeps the listener engaged. Useful tools here include reverb for pre-drop bloom, echo for rhythmic throws, reverse clips for pull-in energy, frequency shifter for eerie motion if used subtly, and auto pan for a gentle drift. The trick is not to use all of them everywhere. Use them like punctuation marks. You can also think in terms of call and response. Let the atmosphere answer the break instead of running constantly. Even one clean response every two bars can feel stronger than endless motion. Then print a final performance version if needed. This is a really important mindset shift. The resample chain is not just an editing step. It's a performance capture. If a chop only feels good while the track is soloed, it probably needs to be rebalanced with the drums running. The sound has to work in context. When you print the final version, do one more mix check. Make sure the atmosphere is not leaking into the sub range. Check mono compatibility. Keep the center clear for kick and bass. Avoid random wide movement if the arrangement is already busy. A nice final bus chain could be EQ8, a varied light saturator, maybe a gentle glue compressor if the chops need a bit of cohesion, and utility for width control. If you want extra cohesion, group the atmosphere with a shared drum effects reverb space at very low levels. That can give you the illusion that everything lives in the same room, which is a classic part of that old-school jungle feel. Here are the main mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the atmosphere too full range. High pass it and leave room for the low end. Don't chop randomly. Place your cuts around the groove and the snare gaps. Don't overwiden it. Keep the low frequencies mono and let the width live mostly in the upper mids and highs. Don't drown the break in reverb. If it's washing things out, shorten the decay or print a drier version. And don't be afraid to resample more than once. That second or third bounce is often what gives the part its gritty, finished identity. A few pro tips before we wrap up. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, add a small amount of grit before the first bounce and again after the second, but keep each stage subtle. Use bandpass filtering into distortion if you want an eerie mid-range pass. Try layering a noisy air layer with a filtered mid-layer, and automate them differently. If you want more urgency, duplicate the chop pattern and offset the duplicate slightly, maybe by a 16th or a triplet feel in a few places. Small timing shifts can make the whole phrase breathe in a much more human way. Also, don't be afraid of tiny imperfections. A slightly abrupt cut, a tail that feels a little truncated, or a chop that's just a bit unstable can read as authentic in this style. Too perfect can actually kill the vibe. For a quick practice exercise, make a 4-bar chopped atmosphere phrase right now. Pick one source, record 4 bars, chop it into at least 8 pieces, rearrange them to answer a basic break or kick snare grid, then bounce it again with light saturation and filtering. Add one automation move, like a filter opening or a reverb rise at the end, and check it against drums and sub. If you do this well, you'll end up with a loop that could sit in an intro or pre-drop and already feel like a real arrangement element. So remember the core idea. Record, shop, bounce again, refine. That's the chop bounce system. It turns static atmospheres into rhythmic, playable DNB texture, and in jungle and old school DNB, that movement in the air is often what makes the track feel alive. All right, lock that in. Keep it gritty, keep it musical, and let the atmosphere move like part of the break.